Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about the importance of faith when selecting a spouse, right? So marriage is something that all human beings have to eventually perform. Everybody has to get married. It's something very recommended. You know, we all know that there's many recommendations in our religion to get married. So because of that, you know, all Muslims, you know, they know that eventually they have to get married. So they always ask, you know, what can we do to get a good spouse? What should we look at in a good spouse? These kind of things. You know, so fortunately we have many hadiths and narrations which elucidate and allude to the characteristics that everybody should look for in a good spouse. One of those hadiths is the hadith we want to recite for you, our esteemed listeners, today. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He who marries a woman solely for her beauty." So in the beginning of this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kind of alludes to the characteristics that one should not make a criterion of and should not make a priority of in the selection of a spouse. And then in the end, he mentions the sole criteria that, you know, Islam has, you know, and the primary criteria that a person should keep in mind when he's looking for a person to marry. And I guess it should be mentioned that this hadith is primarily about advice for a man, a male, when he's looking for a wife. But I guess we could kind of generalize it to include also the woman who's looking for a husband. There's nothing in this which would indicate that this is a specific ordinance specifically related to men. In any case, he who marries a woman solely for her beauty will not find anything he likes in her. So if the guy is looking for a wife to marry and he, you know, he's infatuated with a certain person's physical beauty, right? You know, after he gets married, he might end up not liking her. He might not, you know, find what he wanted to, you know, in the physical characteristics of this woman, right? You know, because everybody changes, right, with time, especially physically. You know, people grow older. The toils of everyday life, especially, you know, the bearing of children. This has a, you know, great effect on the beauty of a woman. You know, these things kind of affect, you know, people in general and women in specific. Right, so these things pass very quickly. In the end, this person will not find, you know, anything that he likes in her. In continuation, the Prophet said, "He who marries her for her wealth will be deprived of it as soon as he marries her." Right, the wealth that he's seeking in the woman, he might not end up getting it. So, in the end, the Prophet Muhammad says, so look to marry women of faith, right? فَأَلَيْكُمْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ. Look for a woman who has good deen, who has good faith, right? And everything else that you want will follow from that. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of faith when selecting a spouse in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.